KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products will be kicking in soon.
Trump said this would be applying to all countries, but didn't make clear when the tariffs would actually go into effect. He also said that this week he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs on any country that has imposed tariffs on the U.S. So it's basically matching the duties that other countries impose on American products.
That's ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. The president also announcing that pennies will soon stop being made at the U.S. Mint. And in a Super Bowl interview, he said he is serious about wanting Canada to become the 51st state. In Philadelphia, fans packing the streets celebrating the Eagles, denying the Chiefs three Super Bowl wins in a row. 40-22 final score. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts winning MVP. There is a high-stakes AI summit kicking off in Paris today. CEOs and scientists, as well as Vice President J.D. Vance, will all be there. This is ABC News. 13 people hurt in an explosion at a chemical plant in northwestern Pennsylvania on Sunday.
A massive explosion rocking Sagertown, Pennsylvania. Firefighters were dispatched to the Parker Lord plant yesterday after a fire alarm went off, with heavy smoke billowing from the building. Part of the plant suddenly exploded.
So you just heard kaboom.
At least six firefighters and seven workers at the plant were taken to local hospitals. Residents in a three-mile radius were told to shelter in place for several hours. The DEP will now monitor the air and is also investigating any runoff.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Meta making good on its layoff plans. Facebook's owner reportedly starting to send out notices to employees today, including in the U.S. Last month, the company confirmed it will be trimming about 5% of its lowest performers, as it calls them. A separate memo asking staffers to help with expedited hiring for machine learning engineers. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing. And best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, Joel Klick, the creator of Outdoor Movement and Connections, stops in our studio.
And a fan favorite of our Heights Pub and Parlor music series returns to tell us about their upcoming event at the Epic Center.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning, 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, I'm going to start with the most asked question after the Super Bowl. What was your favorite commercial? Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe PM Yankee on a Monday morning. Yeah, go ahead. Let me know what was your favorite commercial that aired around the Super Bowl. You can use our talk text line on that one. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Or maybe you'd rather share with me the story about the weather you dealt with over the weekend. Boy, wasn't that crazy. I had a lot of travel that I had to engage in since last Wednesday, and I'll tell you what, Mother Nature, not necessarily helping me along. Hopefully, it's going to be better this week. We'll be talking weather with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in just a little bit. The forecast in front of me today is actually calling for some sunny skies, but we're not going to warm up like we did last week. Today, it looks like our daytime highs probably touching up right around 28 degrees. Clouds are going to start rolling in more in the afternoon. Winds today out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow's sunshine, 18 are expected high. Wednesday, snow back in the forecast. High near 19 degrees. Speaking of the Super Bowl conversation, we will try to tie Wisconsin with some of the Super Bowl commercials that you might have met. I'll be talking about that one with Stu Muck in about 15 minutes.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Everyone wants to know if they're being paid fairly, as well as what they could do in order to get an increase in pay. For poultry farmers, this is becoming a reality. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo. And transparency is coming soon to the poultry industry with a new rule taking effect in 2026. Ron Kane, the poultry specialist with Extension, explains this new rule and the impacts it could have, as well as how the Wisconsin poultry flock is holding up to an increase in bird flu cases.
So with broiler production, or the meat chickens, yes, almost all of it is contract production. And a lot of the contracts include what's called a tournament system, where part of your payment for producing chickens depends on comparing your production to other growers for the same company. And so those that do better with, say, rate of gain, feed efficiency, number of condemnations at the plant, things like that, would get a higher payment than those with poorer statistics. I guess the other thing I would say is just generally the contracts in general. So the grower, the farmer, builds the building and they provide the labor and the utilities. The company would provide the chicks, the feed, the any medical treatments or veterinary treatments, things like that.
It was just announced, I believe, that starting in, 2026, there's a new rule that's going into that whole bracket tournament system that is kind of aimed to help farmers. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that's going to look like?
Yeah, and there's a lot of details to it, but from what I've seen, excuse me, there's a fair amount of paperwork with the contracts where the companies will have to provide more details as to how the payments are decided, some things like that, some details as to what might happen in certain situations and how that might affect the payments, some things like that.
Well, when you look at, I think I also saw that it's going to allow the farmers to look at the work of other farmers within the same company, so that way they can see more of what others are doing. Does that sound right?
So they would be able to see how their production compares to the other farmers. Yeah, so more transparency as to the different members in the tournament, so to speak.
And what does this add for the producers? Is it just going to allow them to see where maybe they're lagging behind or where their payments are compared to the others?
I think that's the idea, yes. Again, the transparency aspect that, yes, they could theoretically see, you know, where they might make improvements.
There's a little bit of pushback from the companies. Why are they pushing back to this new rule a bit?
I think there's a few things. I think, one, they're saying that there's debate about whether it's really a big problem, I guess. I think some different reports have shown that most contractors are comfortable with their contract, and so I think there's question as to the need. There's some feeling that this is a government overreach, if you will, that the government is getting involved with prescribing these contracts and how they can be done. And I think their third main complaint is that it opens the door to a lot of potential lawsuits where people may be able to say, well, they didn't show me this in the contract and now I'm going to sue and things like that. So I think those are the main concerns I've heard.
And is there any worry that, like I was kind of saying earlier, that they might see this other place who might not even have as good numbers or something is getting paid more than they are and that they're going to start asking for more?
Maybe. Yeah, and I guess I don't know whether that's happening or not. I guess, you know, in some ways I kind of think of this as, am I making the same salary as the person down the hall from me? And so now, you know, it's like a company has to open their books and show everyone that. I don't know. But potentially that could be an issue.
So let's shift a little bit here to
sure.
Wisconsin poultry and the bird flu. How is the Wisconsin poultry flock as a whole kind of reacting to now having these cases coming back into the state?
Yeah, and fortunately, Wisconsin has been done fairly well with avoiding cases so far. But, you know, I think it's an ongoing struggle with biosecurity. There's been a lot of course, added expense with increased biosecurity. I think, you know, I would say the companies that have not had outbreaks are seeing good prices, so that's helpful. But, yeah, it's always a concern because it can be pretty devastating if you do get hit.
And for those producers, do you know of anything that's coming out, whether it's from the state or USDA, that can help them if their flock does get hit by it?
So there is indemnity, and So if your flock tests positive for influenza, the USDA will depopulate that flock, and you get paid for the value of those birds. And that's been ongoing, and that continues. So that's the main thing. Now, it doesn't pay for, you know, lost production, and it doesn't pay for, again, all the added sanitizing and cleaning and things like that, but it does pay for the value of the birds.
And when it comes to it, recently there's been a bit of a mutation to the virus. Could you tell me a little bit of what you know about that?
Yeah, and then I follow that like a lot of people probably do. I think there's a big concern that the virus will change and become more capable of spreading from human to human. I don't think we've seen that yet, but there have been a few human cases, and of course one person died from it. So that, I think, is the long-term concern, that we would see, you know, these changes to where it might spread from human to human.
Ron Kane, the Extension Poultry Specialist, giving insight on new changes happening within the industry. The new rule is seen as the last hurrah by the Biden administration in agriculture, which, with the new administration coming in, could get a hold put on it, leading to a possible waiting game in the near future. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere,
science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
A lot of snow, at least to begin the event, but boy, it picked up momentum. What kind of snow totals you got from the weekend?
Well, I've got kind of what could be the heaviest snow, I think, northern Waupaca County up into the Shawano area, 9 and 10 inches reported there, some 7 and 8s in Calumet and Manitowoc County up the lakeshore. A lot of the rest of us got by a little lighter. I mean, you got down here south of Fond du Lac, I maybe had an inch.
Yeah, nothing on the ground here in Madison. Once I got here, Stan from By Green Bay said 8.5 there. He also happens to drive snowplow, so he knew a little bit about that. About an inch by Alto, according to Butch. If you've got weather notes, or maybe it's a Super Bowl commercial that you want to call out, Talk Text Line is taking that information for you. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. In fact, I've got two Wisconsin commercials coming up, Stu, that actually commercials that were in the Super Bowl that have Wisconsin connections. Let's put it that way. Right now, why don't you tell me what we should prepare for weather-wise this week?
Prepare to connect with some colder air. How about that? And along with colder air, a few chances of light snow. There's one of those already developing in late today or tonight. There's a weak front pushing away into southeast Wisconsin this morning. Nothing on our radar as far as snow to be even talking about this morning until you look out towards South Dakota where a little light snow was developed. My anticipation with this cool front passing through and another little weak wave to the northwest, we'll see some moisture build in and late tonight into just basically late tonight, if you will, a little light snow develops. Not going to amount to much, a good dusting, maybe an inch here or there. That's not a big deal compared to what we saw here to start the weekend, except that cool front dropping through and temperatures already cool today. We'll get even cooler for Tuesday, just a little jump in temps by Wednesday. That's when the next low begins to edge in, and I think we have to talk about more clouds, and by Wednesday into Wednesday night, snow developing, and now it would appear maybe more so into the southern and southeastern parts of the state, a little more measurable snow as we head through Wednesday and Wednesday night. There may be some 2 to 4 inch amounts to talk about, and that could include areas like Oshkosh, central parts of Wisconsin, down toward Madison, Beaver Dam, and even getting close to Milwaukee, maybe not quite that heavy in Milwaukee or far southeast part of the state. But a little more snow around midweek. We're not done there. Boy, it just keeps on coming. Later Friday into Friday night, there could be just a little new snow around the area. So we've got a few to watch this week. Nothing apparently to be a major winter storm, but a little light snow on toward tonight, some colder air. That's everybody going to deal with here as we head on into this week. I'll have forecast details right after
this. Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam to get a brochure or watch a travel show.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
All righty, Stu, give me that forecast.
All right, Pam, our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update does call for sun today. Clouds develop and build in from west to east during the day, however, and I'd expect upper 20s in the south, mid-20s further north, maybe a low 20 in the far northwest, and winds out of the west today will be at about 5 to 10. It's overnight. There'll be more clouds, a little light snow, very light in the north, just very light in the south as well, half inch or less. I expect nighttime lows in the single digits, close to zero in the north, with the north breeze still about 5 to 10. Sunny and colder, a big change Tuesday. Only upper teens in the south, maybe only double digits in the north. A big change there, and the north winds will be around 5 to 10. And Wednesday, cloudy skies, some snow. Heavier, I expect, in the southeast, much lighter in the north. But those temperatures midweek, Pam, maybe close to 20 in the south and just in the very low teens further north.
Boy, it looked completely different during the Super Bowl commercial yesterday for Lay's potato chips.
trips. They actually filmed that up in central Wisconsin. Jeremy Pavelski and his daughter were the inspiration for the commercial, The Little Farmer, where the girl takes a potato that fell off one of the trailers and plants them on her own. So Jeremy shot me an email last week to tell me to keep an eye out for that one. So if you want to go back and look at Lay's Super Bowl commercial, that's a Wisconsin farmer. And then Ken McNulty from the Wisconsin Cheese Mark, downtown Madison State Street. He was featured in the AI Geminis 50 for 50. They did one commercial focusing on every 50 states, and he was promoting Wisconsin cheese. So at least two of our Wisconsin commodities got a little shout out during the Super Bowl commercials.
I saw the potato one. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, me too. Me too. What did you see, folks, as far as the Super Bowl and commercials? What did you like? You can let me know. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. We'll take your responses all morning long right here on our talk text line. Coming up, Stephanie Hoff joining us talking about our winter roads.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has five electoral votes, and Maine, which has four, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with two congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products will be kicking in soon.
Trump said this would be applying to all countries, but didn't make clear when the tariffs would actually go into effect. He also said that this week he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs on any country that has imposed tariffs on the U.S. So it's basically matching the duties that other countries impose on American products.
That's ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. The president also announcing that pennies will soon stop being made at the U.S. Mint. And in a Super Bowl interview, he said he is serious about wanting Canada to become the 51st state. In Philadelphia, fans packing the streets celebrating the Eagles, denying the Chiefs three Super Bowl wins in a row. 40-22 final score. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts winning MVP. There is a high-stakes AI summit kicking off in Paris today. CEOs and scientists, as well as Vice President J.D. Vance, will all be there. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers' season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Adam on him within the offense, and there was a couple of games people where he was playing.
You might have missed it, but yesterday Wisconsin Dairy did have a place in the Super Bowl commercials. You might have enjoyed. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report. That's my job, trying to keep an eye on those kinds of things for you. We'll be talking more about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and how they make sure that message is very, very consistent, especially at this time of the year. Gail Klinkner, who is a dairy farmer herself from Western Wisconsin, is going to be sharing her experiences. Stick around for that. And we're talking about our winter roads, not the driving conditions per se, but some changes that have been in place in Wisconsin for about a year to allow heavier loads on some of our roads. How's that working out for not only Wisconsin infrastructure, but our Wisconsin agribusiness? Stephanie Hoff is on the way. So today is the 10th day of February. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1881, the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families was created. It was a private sector counterpart that the Board of Charities and Reform had actually set up to discuss. It was the first statewide child advocacy agency established in the country and is still working today as the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, started on this day back in 1881. On this day, 1996, Deep Blue became the first computer to win a chess game against a reigning world champion. It was a Russian that Deep Blue played against, named Garry Kasparov. On this day in 1964, Bob Dylan's album, The Times They Are Changing, was released. The title track, one of Dylan's best-known songs. And then we've got a scat of happy birthdays today. Happy birthday to Emma Roberts, 34 years young. Elizabeth Banks is 51. Actress Laura Dern turns 58. And Robert Wagner, formerly married to Natalie Wood, he turns 95 today, and now you know. It's been about a year now since Wisconsin started allowing heavier loads on our roadways. It was brought into play in part because of the labor challenge trying to find qualified semi-drivers. How is that effort working today for Wisconsin agribusiness? Stephanie Hoff joins us to give us an update.
It's been almost a year since Wisconsin lawmakers raised dairy hauling capacity on state roads. Luke Buholzer, vice president of sales with Klondike Cheese, says expanding milk hauling capacity to include all liquid dairy products, such as liquid whey, has created a path to efficiency and sustainability.
Yeah, the old limit was 50,000 pounds per load. The new limit is 90,000 pounds, so it's almost double, not quite. So when you look at that, that's less trucks on the road, that's less drivers needed, less washes per trailer needed. So overall, it's a good thing for the industry and for the environment and for basically everyone in Wisconsin. You know, it's fewer trucks on the road. It is taking some time to actually implement that because, as your listeners know, equipment's expensive. So a lot of the trucking companies are looking forward to buying these bigger trailers, but they also can't just dump all their old trailers and get new ones right away.
So it's a little bit of a transition process to make sure that you have the tankers that fit the bill for this. The point of expanding the capacity to all liquid dairy products, the point was because of liquid whey. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the old, the rough number is 10 pounds of milk to 1 pound of cheese. And so that means we have 9 pounds of whey left over. So, that's almost as important for the weight limits as the milk was.
A valuable byproduct here in Wisconsin that gets sent all over the state, which is why you wanted to have larger tankers to haul it. But why is it liquid and not dry when you haul it?
So for us, it's liquid. We do actually concentrate it here on site, but we don't have enough volume to justify putting in a drying operation. So that's why we ship it to a drying operation. To have a dryer, you have to have a certain volume. So generally, it's larger plants, and even the larger plants collect whey from a lot of other plants to justify the cost and volume that a dryer needs.
Tell us, where do consumers typically run into whey in their everyday life?
Oh, if they just open their pantry, almost everything in their pantry is going to have some form of whey in it. A lot of people think about it just as, sports nutrition, but it really goes into all kinds of consumer products. And then over the last decade plus, it's actually been going into, they've broken the whey down into more isolates that actually go into pharmaceuticals.
You mentioned there's an environmental component, an economic component to being able to haul larger amounts. Have you been able to quantify or predict what you are saving on emissions or water, for example?
Just kind of the overall feeling is it's less trucks in and out. So, it really is less washes. And, you can relate it to people going on a bus versus everyone going in an individual car. You're just going to use less diesel. Less trucks, which also means, less upkeep. So you have fewer pieces of equipment to, upkeep.
I'm sure that also might free up staff time, too, when it comes to navigating logistics.
Especially, we'll get back to the washes. Every wash takes the same amount of time, whether it's the conventional tankers or the larger tankers. So the faster you can turn those washes, the faster you can turn that truck around.
We're following up with Luke Buholzer, Vice President of Sales with Klondike Cheese. Since Wisconsin is allowing heavier trucks of liquid dairy products on state roads, Klondike Cheese has the opportunity to use less trucks, less water, and free up staff time. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Markets on a Monday morning are about as chilly as our forecast, I'm afraid. Currently in Chicago, December corn's down a penny, 4.65. November new crop down a half at 10.57. July new crop wheat currently about 3 cents lower at 6.03. Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 1.78. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 1.86. AA butter down $2.38 a pound. This morning, the March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a nickel, 19.39 a hundredweight. April's down 8 at 19.14 a hundredweight. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding anybody that owns livestock or backyard poultry to make sure that you are getting or renewing your livestock premise identification. Now, this is something that by state law in Wisconsin is required. Pretty easy, and it doesn't cost you anything, but if you have a farm or a hobby farm, backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinic that serves large animals, stables, livestock exhibitions, dealers or haulers, slaughter or rendering facilities, anything like that, you need that premise ID. Now, we've got details up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or you can contact the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, which is a unique standalone entity that manages this database. And find them online, WIID.org, WIID.org. They'll be happy to help you out. Toll-free number is 888-808-1910, 888-808-1910. 1910 for the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium and your premise ID. Otherwise, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com and we'll help you out there. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin helping us out next, talking with Gail Klinkner, one of their board members and a dairy farmer herself from Western Wisconsin.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's Lip Stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, Joel Klicka, the creator of Outdoor Movement and Connections, stops in our studio.
And a fan favorite of our Heights Pub and Parlor music series returns to tell us about their upcoming event at the Epic Center.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Wisconsin is all about serving dairy farmers. And dairy farmers are the ones contributing to all the budget. So let's talk with one of the dairy farmers that sits on the executive board of directors and is also representing Wisconsin on the National Dairy Board. Joining us today, Gail Klinkner. She is from Western Wisconsin near Viroqua. Let's start there, Gail. Tell people a little bit about your farm, your background, and how you come to be a member of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Good morning, Pam. Yeah, I am down in Viroqua, Wisconsin, here by Vernon and Crawford County is who I represent on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. My husband, Rob, and I and our five children milk 50 registered Holsteins and Jerseys and enjoy some time showing cattle and being involved with the youth in Vernon County and across the state of Wisconsin with both the Holstein and Jersey breeders.
Nice. Now, how long have you been on the board, Gail?
I have been on the board 6 years and actually up for a re-election this next spring.
All righty. Beautiful. Now, we said you're on the executive board of directors for DFW as well as the National Dairy Board. Give people a little sense. We don't often do a dive deep on what dairy farmers that sit on the board are generally doing. Maybe hit some of the highlights that other dairy farmers may not realize you undertake as a member of executive board, and then a little bit about that National Dairy Board responsibility.
Sure. So I'm vice chair on the DFW board, and of course, part of the executive committee. You know, just taking a little bit deeper dive, working with the staff and looking at the budget, you know, and making sure we're using our dairy farmer dollars wisely. You know, that's not something those people in Madison or on the National Dairy Board front take lightly. They want to ensure that we're getting our bang for our buck, and they know how important and how hard it is that we work out in the countryside. And I have kind of the same responsibility on the National Dairy Board, paying into the rest of that 15 cents, as they say, and ensuring our dollars are being spent wisely and to their full potential.
Absolutely. That's a responsibility that all the staff at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin take seriously. So let's talk just a little bit about what's going to be maybe popping up on people's screens, TVs, radios coming up in the next few weeks here. Wisconsin, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has always had a very strong working relationship with our young high school athletes. It looks like that's continuing again in 2025.
Yeah, you know, we've got a long-standing partnership with WIAA and the Wisconsin Sports Network as we connect during state tournament time. You know, dairy farmers support these teams, these individuals, and the communities. Our focus during these events is to share Wisconsin dairy farming messages to audiences and may be removed from agriculture. Sustainability, dairy product nutrition, economic impact are the focus of our outreach. In fact, chocolate milk is the official beverage of the WIAA.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, that's been going on for a while. And from what I understand, athletes definitely respond not just to the nutritional value, but that wonderful taste. And that is part of the promotion we'll see coming up, March Madness and all the rest of the spring sports activities. Let's talk a little bit more about that chocolate milk and why that's turned into not only the official beverage of the WIAA, but what average consumers maybe don't realize about it, Gail.
You know, the athletes at these state tournaments, you know, are provided chocolate milk, and, you know, promotion and consumption of chocolate milk and its recovery benefits for athletes and fans are showcased on television, social, and in stadiums during these tournaments, you know, really making sure we drive home the benefits of milk and chocolate milk.
Exactly, and making sure that they understand that's a viable option for a very valuable protein. Now, why do you think this kind of conversation, these kinds of partnerships are important? I think a lot of dairy farmers may come up to you and question where their money's being invested. But in the long run, do you see the benefits of this?
Absolutely. You know, our athletes and our students, they're our next consumer. So, you know, being there, explaining what's good for them and, you know, letting them enjoy that product, that's, you know, a sure win. You know, get them to taste it. And we know that they'll continue to buy it after that.
Gail Klinkner is along with us from the Vernon County area. She is one of the members of the Executive Board of Directors for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, also representing the state on the National Dairy Board. Talking about that sports connection that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has, Gail, in the past, we've had opportunities to nominate a student for the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month. Can you tell them a little bit more about the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month campaign? And maybe how they can get involved.
Yeah, our partnership with WisSports.net, our Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month initiative, aims to showcase Wisconsin's dedicated dairy farmers and more youth who grow and raise food for their local communities. You know, WisSports.net is the go-to location for high school sports schedules, individual athlete and team stats, state rankings, and more, with more than 35 million views annually. That's big.
It is big. It is big. What can people do if they would like to suggest a high school athlete to be considered for the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month?
You know, it's truly a unique opportunity to highlight the future of Wisconsin's dairy industry. You know, by recognizing high school athletes who are actively involved on a Wisconsin dairy farm and participate in at least one WIAA-sanctioned varsity sport, it recognizes exceptional individuals who embody that character, commitment, and determination, both on and off the field, and helping to share the story of Wisconsin dairy farm families to their dedicated community. And you can go ahead and nominate a student for that. Two athletes are selected from the nominations each month and featured on WisSports.net, DFW, and the WSN social channels.
Again, folks, if you're interested in submitting a nominee for the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month, you'll find more details as well as the nomination opportunity at wissports.net. That's W-I-S sports.net. You can also go to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin website. That's wisconsindairy.org. And of course, the Wisconsin Sports Network will help you get connected as well. You'll see a lot of this information available on social media channels as well. So busy, busy couple of months coming up here, Gail. It seems like if for any parents that are listening that have kids in multiple sports, it's a busy time of the year for them, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've got a couple student athletes in our household, and we're busy between chores and being active in the community and then going to sporting events as well.
Excellent. Oh, Gail Klinkter, she's living it, folks, not only on the dairy farm, but as she said, with athletes in the house that are busy in sports. What about you? Do you know a high school student that should be nominated to become a Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month? Then Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin welcomes that information. Again, nominations can be submitted online at wissports.net, W-I-S-sports.net. You'll also find more information at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's website. That's wisconsindairy.org. Or the Wisconsin Sports Network. We look forward to announcing who those Wisconsin Dairy Athletes of the Month are. Gail Klinkter along with us to share the story from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Tough times call for creative approaches in farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Like many farmers across the country, Liz Spruill is expecting an economically difficult year ahead. Spruill is a fourth-generation farmer raising cotton, corn, soybeans, and wheat in northwest Alabama with her brother and daughter.
I think it's a two-pronged approach. You know, I think we have to hunker down and we have to be mindful of the expenses, but more importantly, I think that we've got to take every opportunity and seek every alternative income stream that we can in order to bridge the gap for a period of time.
Spruill says the hard economic truth about farming is it has to be done, even if it's not profitable.
In some cases, we're losing money just to roll across the ground. Why do we do that? We do that because a generational farm is farming on a 7-year or more time frame. You know, you're going to have good years and bad years. But the problem that we're encountering today is that we've run up against too many black swans.
Spruill says farmers have to pivot and adapt as market conditions change if they want to survive in agriculture. And in her case, that includes adopting practices to be more sustainable in the future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep. And it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Philadelphia Eagles defeating the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans last night. The celebrations taking place in Philly. Police trying to stop crowds from climbing city poles and hanging out in the streets, celebrating the Eagles' 40-22 win.
A rough night for Chiefs fans, but especially Taylor Swift. The crowd at the Superdome booing her when she was shown on the Jumbotron. Donald Trump, who became the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl, roasting Swift and the Chiefs on social media, writing, "The only one that had a tougher night than the Kansas City Chiefs was Taylor Swift."
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the president, announcing on the way to the Super Bowl that he is slapping more tariffs on imports, this time for all steel products. He says Canada and Mexico will not be exempt from it either. The president also made the announcement that he is directing the U.S. Mint to stop producing pennies and that he's serious about the U.S. making Canada the 51st state. This is ABC News. Indictments handed up